This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Officials also reported 23 additional cases of COVID-19. Macon County has now had a total of 10,612 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Public schools could lose some state funding if they apply student dress codes to hairstyles under a bill being discussed in the Illinois State Senate. The measure was discussed in a legislative committee where Senator Mike Simmons of Chicago said it's time to end old policies that discriminate against minority students.
We've seen a lot of instances of black children across the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, and across the country who have been traumatized by outdated school policies that, to put it bluntly, police their hairstyles.
Schools that refuse to comply would have their state funding kept at the previous year's levels. While committee members agree that change is needed, some question the harsh penalty. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Break up big tech. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's the call from some Republicans after Facebook's decision to, at least for now, uphold a ban on Donald Trump.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tweeted a message to liberals asking if the big tech oligarchs can muzzle the former president, what's to stop them from silencing you? The former president himself weighed in, saying it's a disgrace and embarrassment and that social media companies must pay a political price. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck asked why Syria's president still has a Facebook account.
They apply these rules so unfairly and inconsistently. Consistently, the American public just doesn't have confidence in this.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren agrees with many Republicans that antitrust regulators and Congress need to rein in big tech, but she tweeted that she wished the former president's ban was permanent.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The State Department says non-emergency employees in India are free to leave because of all the coronavirus cases there.
India has seen a dramatic increase in cases that has led to a lack of hospital beds and oxygen for patients. The State Department has advised Americans not to travel to India in Washington. Sean Langell, Fox News.
The husband of a Colorado woman missing for nearly a year is under arrest.
Suzanne Morphew vanished on Mother's Day 2020 after she reportedly went for a bike ride. Suzanne's husband, Barry Morphew, posted a video on Facebook a week later pleading for her safe return, but authorities believe it was all an act.
He was taken into custody near his home in Poncha Springs. He was alone at the time of his arrest, and he was arrested without incident.
Chaffee County, Colorado Sheriff John Speezy.
Today is not the day for celebration, nor does it mark the end of this investigation.
Barry Morphew is charged with murder and other counts. Suzanne's body has yet to be found.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. The Texas legislature is close to passing a law letting nearly every adult carry a handgun in public without a license. Differences in the House and Senate versions of the bill just have to be worked out. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP, produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
President Biden weighs in on infighting among House Republicans.
The Republican Party, President Biden says, is going through a mini revolution.
It seems as though the Republican Party is trying to identify what it stands for.
President responded to a question about Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, the third ranking House Republican, in danger of being ousted from leadership because of criticism of former President Trump.
I've been a Democrat for a long time. We've gone through periods where we've had internal fights and disagreements. I don't ever remember any like this.
Top House Republicans are supporting New York Republican Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The president will be in Lake Charles and New Orleans, Louisiana today to talk about his infrastructure spending plan. There are questions about how an Alabama state trooper charged with sexually assaulting a child got hired in the first place.
Former FBI agent Christopher Bauer worked for the Bureau for nearly a decade before his hiring by the state police in 2019. Now he's charged with raping an 11-year-old girl. Turns out the FBI fired him amid a string of sexual misconduct accusations, including the sexual assault of a co-worker at knife point. The Alabama law enforcement agency says it conducted a full and thorough background check and found no derogatory comments by former employers. That could be because Bauer produced a letter not mentioning his ouster while confirming his decade of credible service, deeming him eligible for rehire. But the FBI tells the Associated Press the letter is not legitimate. Tom Bergotti, Fox News.
The Vatican's holding a 3-day virtual conference on health starting today. Speakers include White House Health Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on the coronavirus pandemic, Chelsea Clinton's discussing equal access to health care, Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry is part of a talk about brain health and rock stars, supermodel Cindy Crawford speaks about beauty from the inside out. The conference was supposed to be in person at the Vatican a year ago, but has been put online now because of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Today, we've got showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm throughout. It'll be mostly cloudy with 30-mile-per-hour winds and a high near 60. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 41. For Friday, mostly sunny and windy with a high near 66. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 50 degrees, and your WSOI time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, May 6th edition of Buyers and Company. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will join us, the City Hall insider Paul Osborne, ribbon cutting for a brand new business indicator. Zach Keck will be with us a little later in the program, Topper, and so much more. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. So happy to be here with you. Happy to have you here with us on this not quite yet rainy day. Good morning and welcome. I love the, for those of you who have been a longtime member of the company and to the, they're just joining the company for the very first time or haven't been with us all that long, I love to use radio cliches.
Well, it's fine.
And so much more. There have been things around forever in advertising and in, you know, for all of your fill-in-the-blank needs.
Right. You know why? I mean, they work, though. I mean, they actually...
Is that, well, I don't know. They did. Or maybe sometimes they used to. It's always with a little a tongue-in-cheek, for me, a little nod to the past. Yeah. And so much more.
And that's one of the levels that it works on, is that people okay. are like the nostalgia. They like the feeling. It helps us keep it. It's like putting on, you know, a Santa hat around Christmas. You know,
is that what it is? Yeah. I mean, for years, you know, you would think of advertising in a way of, I could give you a monster truck show, right, that probably hasn't been advertised this way for a long time. But in your head, uh-huh. you could sort of still see those really bad TV ads, you know, like with a big truck running over a car.
Sunday,
you know, and they would do
Sunday,
things like
Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday. Be there.
Right.
And it still makes me giggle, and it makes me laugh, I find it all to be a very, I don't know, I have a warm and fuzzy place for those kind of things. They're cliched, they're not at all creative, but, you know, they were what they were. And to this day, I can still see and hear all of that in my head as if it were yesterday.
Yeah, one of my favorite radio shows that I listened to used to devote the entire month of October to finding clips around the nation of those, like from morning shows and commercials, and they'd call it Jocktober, and they would collect all of it, the morning zoo style stuff.
Yes, the morning zoo thing, by the way, still exists.
Yep.
And Jimmy Fallon, you know, had that incredible. Character on Saturday Night Live, that would do that and really make fun of that. And it was hysterically funny. And I know that listeners, or consumers, you know, find it funny, but there's nobody that finds it funnier than people like actually in the industry.
Right. Yeah.
And we're back.
Howard Stern does a lot. Sometimes he'll just slip into his old way of doing things. He'll be like, WNBC, hey, everybody.
Yeah. And it is crazy, you know, how many people that I've met throughout the years, you know, and it used to be a thing. You know, you would create a different voice, mm-hmm. you know, one that wasn't necessarily your own, not your given voice, you know, not the one that you normally used in normal conversations throughout the day, but you would crack the mic and you would have this persona. You know, even today, how many people who are still on radio that don't use their actual real name?
Right. Right.
I didn't know any of this in 1996. It's like, I wish sometimes I think that might have been nice just have a some anonymity. I don't know how I would have done that, you know, being out in the real world as much as I am, you know, it would be very confusing. But to have some sort of radio name.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. The people that are kind of stuck into being a character that they've created because of, I mean, it's radio, it's TV, you know, it's wrestlers. I heard the wrestler named
that's an interesting lineup.
Undertaker is one that said, you know, I owe it to the fans to never let them not see me as so he'd be getting groceries and have to do the dead man stare and wear all black, you know, for just to get groceries.
Do you remember what a mystery was, you know, for a long period of time of what the members of the band Kiss actually looked like?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I mean, you have to keep it up. And then there's some lazy photograph of them, like, passed out at a bar without any makeup. And you're like, we think that's them. Or we think
that's Paul Stanley. Right. Look at the lips. I can kind of tell.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It really is. And to this day, a number of people that either work for us now or work for us in the past, you know, had those sort of things. And so you would go, okay, now, and then you get to the point where you can't really call them by their real name because it doesn't resonate with you.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's become what, you know, who they are. You know? It's like, You don't even know.
We have a guy in Lafayette that we talked to every Friday that I never know what to call him, because on one station his name is this, and on another station his name is that, and then there's his real name, and I feel like it's just one long hyphenate. Like, you know, I'm going to call you, you know, blah, 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 blah. I have no idea.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of maintenance.
What do you think it is? What was around the original psychology of that? You know, when they would say, all right, you're on a country music station, for an example, and it's very different today than it was then, you know, meaning that kids today will listen to hip-hop music and country music, and there's a lot more blending of that, which I think is a wonderful thing. But back in the day, you know, those audiences never met anywhere. There was no intersection at all. And so there would be this sort of, particularly in country and maybe classic rock, you know, there was this sort of like a persona, like you had to have kind of a name that sounded like you fit in that world.
Yeah. So I think that there's two schools of thought. One is the every person that is, you know, I'm an expected person in this field that you're listening to. And then the other is that I'm larger than life. I'm a character. I bring a lot to the table. And that's why you want to listen to me. That's why you want to tune into my show and all of that. Okay. But one you omitted that is, that will never leave this culture is the hip hop world. I mean, Curtis Jackson's 50 Cent, Calvin Brodus, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube.
I think you're right. And I think it's more uniform in that universe.
It's expected.
Meaning that it's expected, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can tell you all day long, that Tat's name is Terrence or Suave's name is Roderick, but I don't call either one of them Terrence or Roderick, you know, because it's just sort of a, you're right. I mean, it's the same thing. I don't know why it feels different to me.
Yeah, and it's all in there. If you've got all these names that I just listed, if you're around them, there's not somebody that walks up to Ice Cube and goes, "Hey, O'Shea, your lunch is in the, you know, in the green room." It's, "Hey, Cube, here's
maybe his mother."
I mean, in any sort of social, there is no, people weren't calling DMX Earl. It's just. This is
I know, and it does seem silly. I mean, we have our very own Mike Wilcott, you know, who runs the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, you know, who was known for years as Toby Tucker, which might be the epitome of what we're talking about, like, you know, in the country music world, because Toby and Tucker sounded country for whatever reason.
It did. It was a good pick, I think.
I wonder how many bad ones there are, though. You know, it, because this can go wrong. Al Rabak.
Yeah.
And I don't have any idea why that sort of sound, you know, the science behind that.
I don't know.
You know, welcome to the morning zoo crew. You know, and you could like just, and you turn up the bass.
And the modulation.
Everybody, yes.
Yeah, there's all kinds of that stuff.
Oh, I'm exhausted already. I can't even imagine getting up every day and climbing into a persona.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple people whose personas are just authentic to what they are, like Christopher Mad Dog Russo. That's just, it takes just a tiny, tiny little fire, and all of a sudden he's yelling for 2 hours. Or Stephen A. Smith, and just kind of get worked up. Those are in the sports world, but there are some that live it, and it's just natural, and it oozes out of them, and then some of them can turn it right off.
A lot of it annoys me, and I could listen to Stephen A. Smith for 9 hours. And I have no idea why. I mean, he is just a captivating individual to me. And I don't have to agree. I don't have to, it's not that. There's just something magnetic, about his personality, that is, and I don't know what he's doing now. You know, when we had ESPN, for a long time before we switched over to Fox, on 1050, I really enjoyed his show for that window that it was on.
Yeah, I heard him on the radio the other day, but I don't remember which station it was. If you're saying that it's probably still ESPN, and I did see.
I don't think he doesn't have his radio show. He may be showing up on people's radio shows as guests, but I'm pretty sure he's doing the TV thing full time now.
Oh, then maybe it was a simulcast, but it was definitely like a interactive sort of thing. But yeah, I agree. And you know, some of these people that have this art of being both a, you know, Rush Limbaugh had the thing that he did so well. He was excellent at it. And, you know, a lot of the sports guys that have done it for decades are because they've tapped into relatability, but also some level of character as well. And it's definitely a different kind of industry, you know. And if you want to step one ring out, you look at, good joke tellers and stand-up comedians, the ones that know how to do a little bit of the hokey, stringing a joke to another. It still works. I mean, Seinfeld's the master of being hokey, but also not at all at the same time.
Hey, there's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, good morning and welcome. And we have all of the things I just told you about and so much for all of your radio listening needs.
Yeah.
We are here and armed for bear and ready to go. We're going to tell you about a really cool program coming up at Richland Community College. Shanice Berry will be with us a little later in the program. I'm very excited to have Zach Keck with us. You guys have been big fans of Notorious P.I.G., and they have the Notorious Meats grand opening here in the Mount Zion area coming up, and we'll tell you about their hours and what they're doing. And literally, they're providing fresh, hand-cut, prime-quality meats, the best selection of rubs and spices and sauces in town. This is just one you put in your quiver, right? It's like, okay, yes, that we need that.
Been there, bought some stuff.
Tell me about it.
I went in there, and I'm a sauce guy. I'm a hot sauce guy, and I'm also a seasoning guy, rubs. I bought some burgers there that were like jalapeno popper burgers, where they were they were patted up, huge patties, with diced up jalapenos and cream cheese. So, and I think they were wrapped. Those were wrapped in bacon. Saw some thick fillets that a friend of mine bought and butterflied and cooked, and I walked out with the mustard. And they're hot hypnotic, I think it's called hypnotic seasoning, because I already used the regular one, but I bought the hot one as well. So you can't, and I also bought a Raised chili, salsa mix that I've never used before. I usually get their chili and Coney sauce and seasonings, but I never tried their salsa mix. So there's a lot of things you can pick up there. Heinkel's meat. It's cool. It really is cool. I was stoked to hear they're open.
I have not yet been. I can't wait. And we'll tell you all about it with, Zach. A little bit later in the program. All right, today, as we start, I ask you a single question. You mentioned Stephen A. Smith. That got us into the sports world a little bit. I was reading with real interest. What is it about Buffalo that seems to be out on the edge of pushing the envelope with this whole COVID thing? The Buffalo Bills general manager yesterday said he would consider cutting a player if they refuse to get vaccinated.
Well, I'll tell you, it really goes down to this thing. I think they are serious about winning. This is the best team that they've been in a while. They're serious about their craft and doing things right, and they don't want some knucklehead to, whether it be their behavior or their irresponsibility, to not be on board with what it is they're trying to do. So I don't know. And that's me not even having any idea if they care about the social ramifications or anything. I know that they expect a lot from their players, and this is the Buffalo Bills way. And if you're not on board with that, we don't need you.
Here is what General Manager Brandon Bean said, theoretically. I mean, he wasn't talking about any specific individual, that he would consider cutting an unvaccinated player if it meant the team being able to lift COVID protocols and restricting meetings and all of that. Yeah, I would, he said on the One Bills live broadcast yesterday. You guys saw it in the field house. We had 3 and 4 meetings going on, and sometimes you're talking over each other, but it was the only way to pull it off and be socially distant. So it would be an advantage to cut a player and fall under that umbrella, meaning that if I got a holdout, a guy saying, no, I'm not going to do this, and that's the only thing keeping me from doing what I would consider to be close to normal operations as a football team, yes, I would absolutely consider that.
Yeah, so competition and setting an expectation for the workplace, and they've talked about that in the NFL and other sports, where it's like, hey, if you guys are all on board and you're all vaccinated, we will loosen up the restrictions. We will, Major League Baseball, I believe, said sort of the same thing. If you do these different things, we'll follow the CDC. You can all meet together, wear your mask, social distance where you can, but, by and large, you can get back in and do things. And if you don't, you need to spread out. You need to restrict the numbers. Of course, that person's
gone. We watched Hard Knocks, right?
Oh my gosh.
Last year, and it was fascinating because, you know, they were dealing with COVID and then all of the restrictions and then all of the protocols that were in place. I don't even remember which team it was. Los Angeles Rams.
Rams and the Chargers, the two LA teams.
And it was different to sort of compare and contrast, you know, the two organizations. I would certainly think this would make sense to me, you know, not in a judgmental point of way, but just in a logistical point of way. Like, I've got a guy who goes no for whatever reason, and now all of a sudden the other 99.9% of everyone involved in this organization has to do everything completely differently.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. We saw during that that Hard Knocks, they were constructing outdoor structures to move weight rooms and meeting rooms and all that stuff outside to spread out on a large, you know, campus to even
they
accommodate
had to wear
this.
Bracelets that would, you know, go off if they got too close to, to one another. I mean, there were a lot of things. I mean, clearly most workplaces don't have the resources of an NFL franchise. I mean, they have more money to throw at this. Is that going to be a microcosm of what we see, you know, in offices and plants and factories? I feel like we're heading into a large area of friction that maybe heretofore we have not seen, but it is coming very soon.
Yeah, I think we'll see it at large brands and companies that maybe are nationwide or regional, you know, that have that stand.
Why do you think it's only going to be that? Why won't it be a local company here?
I want to say that I think it will be commonplace on the ones that have, you know, big attorney teams and the wherewithal to be able to send them the supplies they may need and this and that. I mean, we've seen it in Vegas. Either you get vaccinated or you give us a negative test every couple of days. Otherwise, you can't work here. And I think that there will be smaller companies, you know, all the way down. I think if you will see less pushback at the top than you will see at the bottom, meaning the smaller mom and pops.
Okay. Where do you put workers' rights in this conversation?
They should be universal. They should be universal across all.
I don't know what that means.
If I'm interpreting what you're asking me, I think that, like, I want to show up to work everywhere that I work, and I want it to be safe. It should be universal.
Okay, but what about the other person who says, I want a religious exemption, or I want a whatever exemption? Where do you put that person's rights?
I don't know. I don't know what you do with that.
There are enough places, Rutgers University comes to mind. There are others that have said, you want to come back to campus? You're going to have to be vaccinated. You've had the Buffalo Bills and other sports, you know, franchises saying, you want to come to our games? You know, you want to maybe make our roster? You know, you're going to need to be vaccinated. There are still pockets of people out there and lots of different pockets. It's not one organized anti-movement. You know, there are very few people in the U.S. I mean, there's a percentage, but it's a small percentage, that are anti-vaccine, period. Not COVID vaccine, vaccines, period. Mm-hmm. Most of the others are not in that camp. There is resistance around people who are thinking about having children or people who are worried about fertility or people in the African-American community or men of a certain age. There's a lot of little pockets,
fear of needles,
right?
It was too soon, whatever reason.
We just talked to Dale Coley yesterday. Even with the hesitation with J&J, they're still delivering that shot more than any others because those people that don't want to get two because of fear of needles or they've heard that, you know, the second shot's worse on the after effects, whatever reason. Psychology would tell you, you know, they're still lining up and getting that one shot. So it's a lot of different resistance or hesitation or still education needs to be done or conversations need to be had. But where are those people going to find themselves when we fully start to immerse back into society? And this is the only way we're going to get to a point where normalcy resumes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't done any sort of research to look at, you know, because I'm assuming in past when we've had to do stuff like this, I'm assuming some of these, maybe not to the same level, some people still had the same hesitations for various reasons, and I wonder what happened.
This is
them.
A little different. It is to me, it's not different, but it is different. I mean, it shouldn't be different.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, there are several vaccines that you need to attend public school or to go to school. And it's been that way forever. You know, in 1955, when the vaccine for polio came about, 95% of the country said, sign me up. And I would, I don't know about you, I'd trust medicine a hell of a lot better in 2021 than I would in 1955. You know, but for whatever reason, social media, interpolitics, you know, inter-whatever, you know, this time around, it's different. And so we're heading to, I think, a clash that's going to be played out over workforces. And there's also, you know, I think people who run companies or CEOs are sort of in a wait-and-see mode. You know, what is liability? What are people able to do? You know, where do those – I mean, there's still a lot of this that is undecided.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. I think we're going to see a lot of different lawsuits. We're going to see a lot of different configurations, and you know, we'll see. I honestly don't have any idea what you do with those yet. I just haven't looked at it enough.
I think there's a lot of wait and see going on, yeah. But I think that's going to come to a head quicker than you think. All right, we've got to take a break for the bottom of the hour stories and news. We'll get back here. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will join us a little later today. City Hall insider Paul Osborne. We have a big action-packed Thursday for you. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Decatur Memorial Hospital will host an in-person hiring event to fill various open nursing positions at the hospital. The hiring event will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, May 10th at Decatur Memorial Hospital. Multiple shifts are available for certified nurse aides, licensed practical nurses, and registered nurses to join the nonprofit hospital. Sign-on bonuses between $2,500 and $15,000 are available. To participate in the hiring event, pre-register at jobs.choosememorial.org/events. Medical-grade masks are required and provided for entry to the facility. On Friday, May 7th, the Illinois National Guard is planning to bring 600 doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to be administered at the Macon County Health Department. For this specific clinic only, any Illinois resident may make an appointment to be vaccinated. Persons who wish to receive this single-dose vaccine should be 18 years of age or older and should not have previously received a COVID-19 vaccine dose of any kind. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. India again posts a world record for new COVID cases,
adding more than 412,000 in 24 hours, as well as nearly 4,000 deaths. The healthcare system is struggling to cope. 11 COVID patients reportedly died at a hospital last night when oxygen supplies failed.
Fox's Simon Owen. As air travel picks up, so are problems with passengers.
Each year, on average, the FAA handles between 100 and 150 cases of passenger bad behavior that warrants legal action. But in just the first 4 months of this year, there have been 260 unruly passenger violations. The FAA says most of these cases started off with passengers not following mask mandates.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. And Dow futures up slightly after closing at a record. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Employer.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm throughout the day. Mostly cloudy with a 30-mile-per-hour winds and a high near 60. Tonight's mostly clear with a low around 41. For Friday, mostly sunny and windy with a high near 66. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
There is a
Back here on a Wednesday, or Thursday, excuse me. Good morning and welcome. You know, I heard the story there during Fox News about the airlines, right? And it's kind of like what we were just talking about. 162 incidents. You think about even in a year of COVID or pandemic, that's a pretty small number. It gets played up every time it happens. I mean, there are like literally Instagram accounts dedicated to just that bad behavior. We've popularized the word Karen, you know, all of these things, you know, over the past year. I've talked to two people, including Lindsay, you know, in the last couple of weeks that have traveled via air for the first time in a year, and both of them explained to me quite clearly how safe they felt, how surprised they were about how the protocols were followed in a very strict way, and they didn't feel oppressed. They felt the exact opposite. They felt comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, peace of mind is a huge part of being a consumer. People, you know, don't ever stop to think about that. It's the second that you start questioning certain things, especially things where your life seemingly can feel like it's in jeopardy, you know, being on an airplane, being on a roller coaster, being in a park with thousands of people that could stampede you. When you start to look around and go, I don't know. That's when you lose all faith and you stop being a consumer of that product.
And I think that is what the resistance movement fails to get, grasp, comprehend, understand. You know, their outrage, I mean, it's why you see somebody in a coffee shop acting like a complete idiot, and everyone in the coffee shop is not only laughing or smirking or telling them to pipe down or filming it, you know, and it ends up out there because all they can see is their own very selfish behavior and they can't think collectively at all. And they're just outraged. They're mad. And what's happening with those people is they're getting escorted off the plane. They're not getting through TSA and the security line. And I think you're just going to see an escalation of that where people are going to be isolated.
Right. And protocols are being developed, you know, to where it's easy. The first few times you see it, you know, what do you do? What do we say? But large companies are creating training videos and pamphlets and training, you know, all that.
I could tell you some inside stuff just in the last couple of days, but I don't want to like call anybody, but I mean, I've witnessed it. And then what you have today is the equivalent of back in 2001, after the 9/11 attacks and airport security was increased. This, you know, some dumbass who still thinks it's okay to joke about a bomb, you know, in the line at the airport. Right. I mean, you know, that's what you're seeing today.
Right. That's exactly right. And if you go to a busy airport, you know, Atlanta, Chicago, whatever, you see it. Yes, it sucks. The lines are long and all that, but it is like, They are hurting us through. They are doing it in a systematic way that is now just part of going to the airport.
There is nothing I enjoy about the experience at all.
Nope.
I hate it. But it's not that person's fault that's mm-hmm. doing the job. And so I try to, knowing how much I hate it, just get into a zen-like place of acceptance, knowing this is the price you pay to get from point A to point B as quickly as you can, period. And it doesn't become political for me. It doesn't become, you know, is it annoying? Yeah, it is. But it's also just, this is part of travel.
Right. And if you don't want to get with that, that's fine. You just won't be flying today.
Right. And I think this is a lot of people are going to be more surprised than they have been thus far when you get back to, you know, and I hate the phrase normal, but I mean, mm-hmm. as things open up and you want to go to a festival and you want to go to a concert and you want to go to an NBA game and you want to get on an airplane or you want to go back to the office
or play for the Buffalo Bills
or play for the Buffalo Bills, there's going to be more and more of this peer pressure. And I listen, for the people out there that in some ways I feel sorry for them a little bit. In other ways, I think they're incredibly selfish human beings, you know, and have been throughout all of this. You know, I realize we don't live in a communist country. I'm not subscribing to that. But sometimes as a citizen of this country, you owe a little bit back to everyone else. I'm a capitalist, never begrudge people building wealth and businesses, and I've felt horrible for the people who've had to suffer financially across the board, whether you work in a restaurant or you were in poverty to begin with. I feel nothing but compassion, and how can we help? But sometimes you owe a little bit back to your country, meaning that we've got to think a little bit more outside of just how it impacts me personally and what is best for the greater good of everyone that we call countrymen. You owe a little back.
Yeah.
And when you find yourself at that airport, and when you find yourself at that Starbucks, and when you find yourself at that, and everyone around you is filming your behavior and appalled, they're not the problem. You are. And we're going to have more of it. I mean, I feel like this is coming sooner rather than later. Because for now, these experiences are limited to you going outside of your life into some other retail area or some other experience, and we all, for the most part, have not been back in the same place together as coworkers, as society, mm-hmm. and as we get back to that, you're going to see this stuff come to a head, and companies are going to have to declare one way or the other.
Yeah, that's right, and I think what you might see are two different paths of dominoes falling. You know, some that'll say, "Hey, we're going to require some things of our employees or our group of people," and others that will follow suit and say, you know what, certain colleges might follow the Rutgers model and they might start coming hot and heavy. And same thing with some of these businesses like the Las Vegas hotels. And I think you'll probably at the same time see some other businesses that say the exact opposite and say, hey,
You're going to have that too. Yeah. I think that will be the minority. I mean, I think that will be a tiny percentage. We had that during the worst of this where there were bars in the area that were just like, we're going to break all the rules. You come in and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And I think there will be some that play the gray area where they'll say, hey, we're with some limitations, but then they'll make just exceptions or not do enforcement. And so I think we'll get the whole spectrum, honestly.
But at the end of the day, my motivation to get vaccinated was not to just take care of myself. It was to protect everyone else. And that's what we have been sorely missing in the entirety of this run, going back to when no one knew anything other than, oh, you know what? The idea that we couldn't as a nation come together to tackle something, and we made it political, we made it red, we made it blue, and pitted each other against each other instead of just thinking what is best for us as a whole.
Yeah, I wonder if like real early, the day one that we had enough vaccination out there, I wonder if we all lined up and did it where we'd be. I mean, just in terms of science, I wonder if we'd be where we needed to be. We might already be there.
Listen, we're there. The science couldn't have been any faster.
Right.
I mean, that is also in and of itself
pretty awesome.
Some of the delay for people to accept is that, oh, well, that was too fast. I'm going to wait and see.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How this plays out. There's a number of people that are, do that. Scott Galloway, who I've told you about forever and ever, had a column, a newsletter that I subscribed to back in December when he talked about, I don't know if you've seen the movie Dunkirk, but it's an unbelievable film, but when all of those British sailors and bargemen and private boat owners like took that armada of citizens, right? Headed for France, to save all those people, that's the kind of moment we need.
Right. Right. That's exactly right.
And they didn't know what was going to happen when they arrived in France. They just knew that their countrymen and their fellow citizens were at risk, and that was enough.
Yeah.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal.
With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
This has been a long, cold winter, so start thinking spring and spring projects and how Moroa Lumber can help. I'm Jen Wood, and I'm inviting you to bring your spring to-do list into Moroa Lumber. Whether it's windows or siding replacement, updating your deck, or building a new home, Moroa Lumber has top-quality building materials to get your job done. Plus, don't forget about our rental center to help you with any project. We rent anything from lawn and garden equipment to drywall lifts. For all of your spring project needs, remember Moroa Lumber, 794-2226.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
The all-new NowDecatur.com. Informative, compelling content for an engaged community. NowDecatur.com is a fresh, lifestyle-driven look at what's happening in town. Features, videos, podcasts, photos, with no pop-up ads and things to keep you from the content you want. And it's all free, thanks to our partners. Check out the amazing things happening at Millikan University and how Richland Community College is training the workforce of tomorrow. It's all available now at NowDecatur.com. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. As Nick said, a little bit of rain in the forecast, but I don't know, I'm all right. I've decided I can't wake up every day and hitch my happiness to whether there's sun or not.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a terrible way to live unless you're like in...
I have been, though. I mean, it's, you know, but it's spring in central Illinois. All right, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. Unfortunately, we had another death released yesterday, a person, a male in his 60s. There were 23 confirmed cases. I these statistics are just that. They're stats on a piece of paper. You and I have talked about this before. It is hard to put a name and a story and a family together with this information. It's been the one thing in my mind since day one that has helped to sort of dehumanize this to people is that these people are dying as strangers.
Well, Brian, one thing to really pay attention to, Dr. Ryan Jennings, who's the chief medical officer at St. Mary's, was addressing our team huddle the other day, and he said, you know, we were talking about the numbers, and he said, you know, in the beginning, the greatest threat was to our older population, okay, so our people over 70, and our elderly, those in assisted living, in nursing homes, et cetera, they were the greatest risk because they had so many health issues, but they are predominantly taken care of. They have been vaccinated now. We've lost a lot of them, but they have been vaccinated. They are safe. What we're seeing now is the sick people who come into the hospitals, the sick people who are admitted, the people who are dying are in their 60s and 50s. And we're also starting to see a lot of children who are sick. And that is not good, but that should be a big red flag that, okay, we have tackled the most vulnerable. They are safe. They are taken care of. They are protected. But that doesn't mean the rest of us are. So it is another example of why we need to really, really encourage people to do the right thing, get the vaccine, because you don't want this spreading. And, you know, you and I have talked. If you're a parent and your kid is a football player or a soccer player or in show choir, the things that you live for when they're in middle school and high school because you're so excited and so proud of them, you know, those things can be taken away because the season ends. I think had we had this vaccine last year prior to football season, I think we would have seen a lot more people encouraging others to get the vaccine because it's really impacting the things that are most important to them in their lives. And so I'm hoping, you know, we're pretty close to allowing those 12 and over to get the vaccine. It's not yet, but that's the next move. We can now do those 16 and up can have Pfizer, And they're working on whether, you know, when it can go to younger kids. We're really, really hopeful that before the school year that we are able to do that so we can keep kids in school. We can have, you know, Friday night football. We can have dance team and soccer and, you know, girls and boys basketball. We want to be able to do those things. We want to see our grandkids. We want to see, you know, nieces, nephews, and our children able to have those things that really matter when you're young.
And you know, the mayor, the tough thing for me, if we were talking about polio or smallpox, you know, or rubella or even the mumps, or the measles, you know, these are diseases that killed hundreds of thousands of people every year, that was basically eradicated and wiped out by vaccinations. Overall, vaccines in our lives, you are more likely to be killed by a dog than you are a vaccine. That is scientific fact. Yet today, for whatever reason, and I think it's a perfect storm of reasons, and everyone has a different opinion on it, we're treating this differently. This virus, this COVID-19 virus, has killed more people than Americans died in World War II. Why isn't this the ultimate fight for us?
Brian, I just don't know. And, you know, if you know how crummy you feel when you have a really bad cold? You know, where your whole body hurts and aches, and I don't really, you know, cold and flu kind of get in there together. But if you could just take a pill and make it stop or keep you from getting it in the winter, I think we would all do that. But there's this huge hesitancy, and this is a deadly virus that can spread quickly. There's that, and then you look at other things that people do. They buy CBD oils, and it's going to be some miracle thing, and they ingest these, and they, you know, put them on their body. And I don't think those are nearly as regulated as this vaccine has been. You know, people smoke pot, which is now legal. Good for them. But how regulated is that? I mean, I don't know. How you know, is that safe, but yet you're not going to get a vaccine? I mean, the things that you can order online, I don't care if it's your Viagra that you get online. How do you know that that's really safe? But yet you're not going to take a vaccine? I just don't understand the argument. You know, the FDA is really strict on this stuff, and they've been extremely cautious with this vaccine, extremely cautious, like over the top in some respects. And we should all be thankful for that. They paused that Johnson & Johnson vaccine immediately. And we do many more things that are much riskier every day than that vaccine. And this is the thing that will get us back to normal. We all want to be back to normal. I'm so sick of wearing masks, I could scream, but I'm going to do it. You know, it's just, we just have to get there.
Tiny point of clarity there. You were not saying my Viagra. You were saying that in general.
No, just for in general purposes. But, you know, because you can order just about anything. I don't even know what country some of this stuff comes from now.
I know. And part of the problem, to be serious, that we've seen a huge drug overdose increase in this, and that is just like you said, people are buying things that they have no idea how much fentanyl is in it, and you're seeing, you know, not purposeful suicides, but overdose deaths have increased dramatically during the COVID crisis.
And the other thing that I don't really think we've even touched the tip of the iceberg on is what this has done to mental health. I think people who had some underlying issues are now really, really, really struggling. You know, the kids, I think so much is internalized when you're a teenager anyway, and to have gone through what we've gone through in the past year and a half, the trauma of this, I'm talking about, you know, regular middle-class kids who, you know, lost out on everything that they wanted to do in high school. So then you take the kids that, you know, had traumatic lives anyway, and you isolate them from the people who they look forward to every day, their teachers and their friends. And I think there is a much bigger hangover that's coming from COVID that we have not begun to address. And folks, we're not going to address it until we make the country safe. And we start, step one is going to be this vaccination and getting people done and ready. I mean, Chicago is ready to reopen. They want to have everything back to normal as much as possible by, you know, July. And that's what Mayor Lightfoot is calling for. Well, to do that, we've got to get many, many, many more people vaccinated. That's the answer. You want to travel? Get vaccinated.
Do you think, what do you hear, you know, from the business leaders in the community, from anyone? I mean, how much peer pressure will be applied, in a natural way, meaning offices that are going to require, you know, we talked about this morning, you know, at least one NFL team, GM saying that they would consider cutting a player who wasn't vaccinated because that one player makes them have to do everything completely different than they would have to do if he wasn't there. How much of this will be a natural pressure based on your daily life?
Well, some companies are doing incentives, and we've talked about that a little bit earlier this week, whether it's financial or a donut or something or other, or some day off or that sort of thing. Other companies are very, very concerned because the population in those companies have not been as responsive to getting the vaccine, even though it's available, as I think leadership expected. And so I think the first wave of people who actually go back to work, you're going to have to be vaccinated. Those that are in, you know, office buildings that were, you know, sent home a year ago. So they, because their employees are their biggest investment, really, because employees cost a lot, and training them and keeping things running. They want their employees to be healthy and able to do their jobs, and they don't want anybody causing another infection. I think there will be some companies that say, okay, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming back in this building. And for some people, that's going to be okay if their lifestyle is that they can work from home and their work life is they can do it from home, then that may just be their choice. So I think there will be some companies that mandate it. Flu shots have been mandated in healthcare for a number of years. I mean, probably, I know at least over 10, if not longer than, I know it's been longer than that. But for healthcare workers, you've got to have like a medical excuse or a religious excuse if you don't get the flu shot. And the healthcare industry has not yet mandated this as something. And, you know, I don't think the health industry has gotten as vaccinated as we expected them to. So because, you know, I think nationally it's somewhere around 55%. And I could be off on that number because Ryan and I haven't looked at it in a while. But, you know, so you look at other industries where people work together closely. These variants are stronger than you think. And as they pick up speed and they, you know, do what these things do where they mutate and they become something else to fight back. I mean, we've got to get a handle on this or we're not going to get back to normal.
Mayor, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. We'll talk with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Here's Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got showers likely, possible thunderstorms throughout. It'll be mostly cloudy with 30-mile-per-hour winds and a high near 60. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 41. For Friday, mostly sunny and windy with a high near 66. And for Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:55.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Get out from behind your screen and take it to the course. Play around or hit the driving range at Red Tail Run or Hickory Point Golf Course in Decatur. With new carts, impeccable course conditions, online tee times, and friendly staff, Golf in Decatur is an exciting way to get outdoors this spring. Grab some cold drinks and a bite to eat in our grill rooms and shop your favorite brands, high-tech gadgets, gifts, and golf essentials in our pro shops. Golf is back and better than ever. Plan a day on the links and book your tee time online at golfdecatur.org.
For convenient, urgent care in Decatur, choose Memorial Express Care. We offer two locations, North Water Street or Highway 36 East. Stop by 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily for treatment of minor illnesses and injuries, including sports injuries, at our North Water Ortho Clinic. Walk-ins are welcome. For even easier access to care, download the Memorial app and enjoy telehealth video appointments and more. Memorial Express Care, safe and convenient. No appointment needed.
This has been a long, cold winter, so start thinking spring and spring projects and how Maroa Lumber can help. I'm Jen Wood, and I'm inviting you to bring your spring to-do list into Maroa Lumber. Whether it's windows or siding replacement, updating your deck, or building a new home, Maroa Lumber has top-quality building materials to get your job done. Plus, don't forget about our rental center to help you with any project. We rent anything from lawn and garden equipment to drywall lifts. For all of your spring project needs, remember Moroa Lumber, 794-2226.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have Paul Osborne with us, former mayor of Decatur and City Hall insider. Zach Keck will be with us. We'll talk about their brand new store. Very excited about that. Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
Yeah, Brian, the mayor was listening to us earlier talk about some funny names of personalities, and she said down the,
yes,
in the Fort Lauderdale area, there was a couple on the air, I don't know that they were married, named Jill Beach and, like, Bob Lauderdale.
I don't even know. I mean, I suppose it works, right? I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty silly to me. She said she still remembers it, like, decades later. Because of its notoriety.
Or just silliness.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know that we think that it always works. I mean, sometimes it's just bad. All right, we'll take a break for Top of the Hour Stories and News. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. On Friday, May 7th, the Illinois National Guard is planning to bring 600 doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to be administered at the Macon County Health Department. For this specific clinic only, any Illinois resident may make an appointment to be vaccinated. Persons who wish to receive this single-dose vaccine should be 18 years of age or older and should not have previously received a COVID-19 vaccine dose of any kind. The Illinois Terminal Interurban Station in Decatur has been named to Landmarks Illinois' 2021 Most Endangered Historic Places in Illinois. History of the Heartland nominated the site in January for consideration on the annual list of the top threatened historic and culturally significant places published by the statewide Historic Preservation Advocacy Organization. At the time of the nomination, the building at 1065 North Van Dyke Street was for sale.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.